Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector. And today we're going to be talking about the top five RV buying mistakes that many consumers make. Now, there have been lots of new RVers that have bought RVs in the past few years, and many have made some very bad choices when they entered either the new or the used RV market. And what this resulted in was getting RVs that were problems, and therefore they were not happy with the results of their buying experience. So today we're going to discuss five big mistakes that many people make that need to be avoided to make sure that the RV you get is a good one. Let's start with number five, and that is many people don't learn much about RVs themselves before going out and actually buying one. They often fall in love with the lifestyle. This is constantly promoted by the manufacturers, by online content creators that are just pushing the travel section of it and the adventure of it all, the freedom and so on. And they're in love with that whole idea, but they don't really pay very much attention to the vehicle that's going to allow them to enjoy that lifestyle. So before you actually buy that vehicle, you need to learn about the pros and the cons of different kinds of RVs or different categories. There is no one RV that fits everybody's needs out there. So you need to learn about these categories and determine what's going to fit you best. Another thing that needs to be learned about is what brands are known for producing better quality than their competition. And that way you can put the odds on your side that you're going to get a good RV. Also, it's a good practice to not only watch videos and content about adventure and travel, but also about maintaining RVs, learning what they're about, being able to spot trouble in major costly components in an RV. So that way, when you're pre-inspecting the RVs you're looking at, you can spot a problem RV in many cases and eliminate it right away. All right, so now let's move on to our second big mistake a lot of people make. And that is they base their whole buying decision on more or less superficial reasons. In other words, some people just buy on price. They want to get the least expensive that they can get. Others are looking for the right color. They're looking for the right floor plan, the layout of the RV. Now, let me be clear. These are good things to consider. You don't want to ignore that. But they should not be the sole reason why someone has bought an RV. That's more or less superficial. And believe me, the frustration that you're going to feel with a poor quality RV after you've bought it is going to override all the appearance and the price and all those other reasons why you did actually buy it. You'll be very unhappy, even if it does have the floor plan you want at the price you wanted to pay. All right, let's move on to the third mistake many people make. And that is that they put too much trust in what the dealer or the seller of an RV is telling them. Now, let me emphasize this. Dealers know how to get sales quickly. They have a process that they like to put people through. And the bigger the dealer, the more you're going to see sales processes like you find in car dealers. So they know how to get you to buy quickly on emotion, like we talked about in mistake number one, not really knowing what you're doing. So a lot of people just rely on the salesperson they're working with. Well, here's the truth about RV salespeople. Many of them are very good. They're very knowledgeable. But there's a lot of RV salespeople that are just salespersons. They actually probably don't know much more about the RV than you do. So don't rely on their advice exclusively. Instead, you need to know what you're looking for in an RV beforehand. Again, that gets back to point number one. Learn as much as you can. Know what category of RV will fit you best. Know the brands you're looking for. Know the price that you want to pay for it. And then you are in charge of the process and not the dealer or the seller. All right, let's go to point number four on the mistakes list. This is a big one. And that is that many RV buyers don't make use of a certified RV inspector in the buying process. Now, let's think about that for a while. If you're going to buy a home, many homes out there, almost all of them, are built according to code, according to regulations that are set by the municipality in that area. Now, the municipality doesn't take the builder's word that he built it according to code. That would be foolish. They send out inspectors to make sure that it's built properly in each stage of the building process. In addition to that, many home buyers, when they get ready to buy a home, they get a home inspection before the whole process is done. Why? Because they want to know that that home is in good shape. They're not buying something that's so expensive that's going to create real financial problems for them. Well, my friends, understand please that an RV is a rolling home. It goes down the highway, shaking as it goes. Many things come loose, and an RV is actually, in many cases, more complicated and involved than a stationary house. So why in the world would you not get an RV inspection before buying it? If you do, you'll certainly know a lot more about that RV when the inspection is done. Now let's move to mistake number five. It's closely related to this last one we just talked about. And that is that a lot of buyers don't get RV problems fixed before they take delivery of the RV. Now, what happens? Well, then if you take that RV home and the dealer has his money or the seller has their money, well, now at that point, it's all up to you to get any problems taken care of. And you know what happens? Well, your priority has gone down in the seller's mind. You can go to the back of the repair line then, and it could take months and months before you get all the problems worked out and resolved, and it's going to be very frustrating and very irritating. How can you take care of that? Well, once again, if you have the RV inspected by a certified RV inspector, that inspector has now given you a list of all the things that need attention on that RV. All you have to do is give the list to the seller and tell them you want these things fixed before you take delivery. Now, what happens? Well, instead of going to the very back of the repair line, the dealer is now most likely going to put you right in the front of the line because they want the money from the RV sale. They want that RV off their lot. They want the money. So they're going to start fixing things very quickly. And then when all things have been fixed according to your satisfaction, you can complete that deal and you'll have a good RV. Now, these are the top five mistakes that I see people making over and over again. There doesn't have to be a lot of complaints about RVs like there are. Yes, it's true that RV manufacturers bear a certain responsibility. RV dealers bear a certain responsibility for the shape of the RV industry at this point. But you can actually work around a lot of those issues if you know the mistakes you need to avoid and how you should buy an RV to make sure that you have an RV that you're happy with, not only now, but for many years to come. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.